是罪人都走向死亡。
We all need salvation because we are sinners and we are destined to death.
我们怎么才能够得救呢？
How can we be saved?
这福音才能使我们得救。
And this gospel can save us.
在哥林多前书保罗就讲到说你们持守站立的稳，相信就必因这福音得救。
So in 1 Corinthians, Paul told us that if you hold on to this gospel, and you will be saved.
所以保罗在哥林多前书讲了很多具体的一些生活上的细节，对他们有很多从圣灵来的指导。
And Paul talked about in the 1 Corinthians, he talked about a lot of the details in his life, so he knows how the Holy Spirit worked in him.
是哥林多教会他们有很多的问题，所以保罗给他们有很多具体的关于婚姻，关于这个恩赐，关于很多方面的具体的指导。
And the Corinthians church, they have a lot of problems, and Paul gave them lots of instructions about the marriage, about their life, their relationship.
然后到第十五章的时候，他突然呢就讲到了这个福音这个得救的
In chapter 15, Paul suddenly changed the topic to the gospel, to the salvation.
好，我们一起来呢，把这段圣经读一下，《哥林多前书》第十五章第一节到第四节。
Let's read together the First Corinthians chapter 15, verse 1 to 4.
我们一起来，弟兄们，我如今把先前所传给你们的福音告诉你们知道，这福音你们也领受了。又靠着站立得住，并且你们若不是突然相信，能以持守我所传给你们的，就必因这福音得救。我当日所领受又传给你们的，第一，就是基督照圣经所说，为我们的罪死了，而且埋葬了，又照圣经所说，第三天复活了。
First Corinthians chapter 15, verse 1 to 4. Now, brothers and sisters, I want to remind you of the gospel I preached to you, which you received and on which you have taken your stand. By this gospel, you are saved. If you hold firmly to the word I preached to you, otherwise you have believed in vain. For what I received, I pass on to you as of first importance, that Christ died for our sins according to the scripture.That he was buried, that he was raised on the third day according to the scripture.
感谢主所以什么使我们可以得救呢？福音可以使我们得救。
Thank to the Lord. What can save us? The gospel can save us.
那什么是福音呢？
So what is the gospel?
福音就是耶稣基督耶稣基督就是福音。
And the gospel is Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is the gospel.
我们看罗马书第一章第二节讲到说这福音是神从前借众先知在圣经上所应许的，论到他儿子我主耶稣基督，按肉体说他是从大卫生的，按圣善的灵说应从死里复活，以大能显明是神的儿子。这段圣经就讲到说这个福音是旧约圣经中先知已经应许的，已经预言的，而且呢，这个福音呢，它又是耶稣基督，他耶稣基督呢有两个属性，他的人性，从他的人性是从按照肉体来说，他是大卫的后裔，但是从他的神性是因着从死里复活，我们可以知道他是神的儿子。
In Book of Romans, chapter 1, verse 2 to 4, the gospel he proclaimed beforehand through his prophet in the Holy Scripture regarding his son, who, as to his earthly life, was a descendant of David, and who, through the spirit of holiness, was appointed the Son of God in power by his resurrection from the dead, Jesus Christ, our Lord.
感谢主。那福音才能使我们得救，耶稣基督才能使我们得救。
So thanks to the Lord, the gospel can save us, and Jesus Christ can save us.
但是在格林多前书，保罗他说，这个福音的核心是什么呢？第一，就是最重要的，它的本质，它的最中心的内容就是，基督照圣经所说，为我们的罪死了，而且埋葬了，又照圣经所说，第三天复活了。
So in the Bible, in the 1 Corinthians chapter 15, said this gospel is about Jesus Christ. He was died and he was resurrected. And on the third day, he resurrected.
这是在教会中第一个信经一个 credo.
This is the first of the Apostles' Creed.
所以是一个很精炼的。三句话说为我们的罪死了埋葬了复活了是耶稣基督
this three sentence very brief three sentence it talks about Jesus Christ he died for us for our sin and he's buried and he's resurrected third day
有人说我只要头脑中接受这三个重要的教义我就得救了。
So some of us may say that if I accept this Apostle Creed, and I will be saved.
我就因为按照这样来讲是你们若持守相信，就必因着福音得救。
So because it said if you hold on this Apostle Creed, and you will be saved.
So 我今天要告诉你们呢。如果你们只是头脑中认同接受把它当成一个历史的事实来接受你不能够得救。
So today I want to tell you that if you only accept this as a historical fact, and that you cannot be saved.
有人说我只要相信耶稣基督是神的儿子我就能够得救。
Some of you may say that if I believe Jesus Christ is the Son of God, I will be saved.
但圣经说你信神只有一位吗？你信的不错，但是鬼魔也信，却是恐惧战惊。
But the Bible told us, you believe that there's one God. Even the devil believes there's one God.
所以我们得救不是我们头脑中我们有很清楚的准确的教条，我们就可以得救。
So our salvation is not because we know something. We know this in our mind.
有人说，我相信耶稣基督为我的罪而死，我就可以得救了。
So some of you may think that if I believe Jesus Christ died for my sin, I will be saved.
但是如果你不能够在你的生活中对罪死，与耶稣一同死，只是头脑中认同这个历史事件，只当作一个历史事实来承认，你也不能得救。
But I will tell you, if you just believe this as a historical fact, you do not live it out, and then you will not be saved either.
所以那到底我们承认这些很好的、很重要的一些信条，跟信耶稣什么关系呢？
So what is really the relationship between us who believe these apostles' creed and the life?The eternal life with Jesus Christ.
所以这些高度的总结的这些话是耶稣基督在圣经中的耶稣基督的一个高度的浓缩和总结提炼。
And all these Apostle Creed, it's a summary of our faith in Jesus Christ.
所以给我们可以更好的去表达我们的信心。
It helps us to express our faith.
给我们可以彼此的分享我们的信心。
So that we can share our faith with others.
但是如果你只停在这里还是不够的。
But if you stop your faith here, and that's not enough.
这些信条可以比喻成就是一个骨架，我们信仰的骨架。
And we can see that these apostles' creed,it looked like the skeleton of our faith.
但是还需要血肉才能成为一个活的信心。
and need flesh, need blood to make a make it to be living.
所以我们啊，这个信条很重要，但是我们要通过信条来明白信条背后所代表的那个意义。
So we, the creed is very important to us, but we have to understand the meaning through the creed.
所以我们看保罗在这里呢，他其实两次讲到了啊，我传给你们的。我们来看一下。
So here, Paul emphasized two times that what I have passed to you.
好，我们先看一下这个啊。所以信条是圣经的高度的一个总结和概括。
So the creed.Is a summary of our faith, of the Bible.
但是圣经呢，它是指向耶稣基督的见证。
And the Bible is a witness to Jesus Christ.
所以信条本身呢，不能够使人得救。
So the creed itself cannot save you.
啊，我们看到啊，圣经中有一个很有名的信经，就叫做使徒信经。我们希望能大家能够常常的读它。
So in the church history, there is a very famous the Apostle Creed.
它分成三段啊，就是第一段讲圣父，第二段讲圣子，第三段讲圣灵。
There's a three paragraph. It talks about the first talk about the God Father, and the second God Son, and the third talk about the Holy Spirit.
所以讲到天父是创造，讲到圣父是救，圣子是救赎，讲到圣灵是教会生活。
And it tells us God the Father is a creator, God the Son, Jesus Christ, is for our salvation, and the Holy Spirit is teaching us to be holy.
他讲到圣子的时候，他讲了他的出生和他的受死。
And then when I talk about God the Son, I talk about how he was born and how he died.
他讲他复活，讲他升天，讲他再来。
And it also talks about his resurrection and he ascended to the heaven.And how he's going to come to judge the world.
所以是我们信仰的一个大纲，一个高度的总结。
This is the principle of our faith. It's a summary of our faith.
好，我们一起来把它读一下。
Let's read together.
嗯，一起来。我信上帝全能的父，创造天地的主。我信我主耶稣基督，上帝独生的子，因圣灵承运。由童贞女玛利亚所生，在本丢比拉多手下受难，被钉于十字架，受死，埋葬，降在阴间，第三天从死人中复活，升天，坐在全能父上帝的右边，将来必从那里降临，审判活人死人。我信圣灵，我信圣而公之教会。我信圣徒相通，我信罪得赦免，我信身体复活，我信永生。阿们。
Apostles' Creed, I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate.Was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to hell. The third day, he rose again from the dead. He ascended to heaven and is seated at the right hand of God, the Father Almighty. From there, he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, theForgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting.
Amen. 所以这个信经啊，是一个啊我们的信仰的高度的总结。那我们回到看啊，保罗他也是用一段的 creed， 是最早的 creed。然后他讲到的时候呢，他讲到说啊，我们把这两节圣经我拿出来，我把那原文给大家稍微的对比一下，你们可以看到更清楚。
So Paul also cited this early Apostles' Creed in his text, and we can take to have a comparison.
啊，你们打开圣经，你们可以看到说，我当日，我当从前所传给你们的那个是福音啊，原那个有一个 evangelical 那这个字儿，是我传给你们的福音，你们是领受，靠着站立得住啊。这是第一次他提到我传给你们，他两次提到我传给你们的。
In 1 Corinthians chapter 15, Paul said, I want to remind you of the gospel I preached to you, which you received and or which you have taken your stand.
啊，这个是福音，你们接受、领受，而且靠着它站立得住。
This is the gospel that you have received, you have stand.
接着他下一句，他马上就说，我传给你们的，中文没翻译出来那个话，其实是 logo 啊，那个不是福音了，就是我所传给你们的话，你们怎么样？你们要相信，要持守。
And then Paul said, I have a passed to preach to you, which you received, and then you have to take your stand.
所以这里有两个东西，一个是福音，第二个呢是我所传给你们的话，都是用传给你们的。
And here talked about the gospel, and also talked about the word I passed to you.
这个福音就是耶稣基督，就是这个信经上面高度的总结的耶稣基督。那我所传给你们的话是指的什么呢？就是保罗对哥林多教会一些问题，一些这个需要挑战、需要解决神的圣灵的一个具体的指导。
The gospel is about Jesus Christ, and the word that Paul passed is the word that Paul talked about the problem with the Corinthians church, how the instruction he gave to the Corinthians.
所以保罗让他们相信持守，是我所告诉你们的这些从神来的话语，你们要相信，要照着去做。
So Paul told them that the word that I passed to you, you have to believe and you have to take a stand.
所以一个是我传给你们的福音，你们要领受。就是我讲给你们具体的这些话语，你们要相信，不要怀疑。
So the gospel, Paul said that the gospel I passed to you, you have to receive with no doubt, and you have to believe.
所以什么是相信福音呢？
So what is believing faith?
我们相信耶稣基督为我的罪而死，但是这个相信，你一定要在具体的生活中把它体现出来。
So we believe Jesus died for us, but we also need to live this out of our life.
所以不是我们相信了信条我们可以得救，而是我们因着相信信条以后让我们更深的认识耶稣基督，让耶稣基督进入我们的生活，我们跟耶稣基督联合，那才能够使我们得救。
Not just because we believe the creed and then we can be saved.But because we believe the creed and we receive Jesus Christ in our life and live out of our life, that we will be saved.
所以我们相信圣灵对我们每天具体生活的带领。
So we believe the Holy Spirit lead our life every day.
所以保罗要哥林多人相信持守他信上所写的这些话。
So Paul asked the Corinthians to believe what he said in these letters.
这些话都是对他们一个具体的问题的一个从神圣灵来的带领。
And all the letters are the letters that the Paul gave to Corinthians about the word from the Holy Spirit.
所以今天也一样，对我们在座的每一位一样，当我们在具体的事情上顺服圣灵的旨意的时候。
So it's the same for us today when we receive this word that we have to obey the words in our life.
那个好像很枯燥，很僵硬的这个信经所指向的耶稣基督就可以进入我们的生活。
So it looks like a boring, rigid creed, but it points to Jesus Christ who come into our life.
我们就可以在我们每天的日常生活中经历到耶稣基督的同在。
So that we can experience Jesus Christ to be with us in our life.
我们就在我们每天的生活中与耶稣基督联合了。
So we will be reunited with Jesus Christ in our life.
所以我们在他死的形状上与他联合，也是他复活的形状上与他联合。
So that we will be reunited with him in his death, and we also reunited with him in his resurrection.
所以我们就天天与主同行。
And we are with God every day. Walk with God every day.
这才能够使我们得救。
This will save our life.
我举个例子啊，说我们当我们犯罪的时候，那我们怎么样的啊与主同行呢？怎么样经历啊主的恩典呢
？So let's take an example. How can we be walk with God when we are sinning against God?
我们要承认自己的罪，向神来祷告。
And we have to confess our sin and pray to the Lord.
然后啊，我们可以经历到我们被定罪的沉重感会被神挪去。
And then we understand the burden of our sin, and then we pray to the Lord to remove that burden from us.
再比如，当你走投无路的时候啊，你觉得好像不知道再怎么走下去了。
So when we are in a dead end, we don't know which direction to turn.
这时候你要按照主的应许向主来求问。
And then you pray to the Lord according to His promise.
他就开你的心，开你的眼，使你在看不见路的时候，突然看到了神的带领。
So He will open your heart, open your eyes at the time when you cannot see which direction you are going. He will show you.
所以我们把这个好像很遥远的福音啊，进入了我们的人生。
This way, we bring the remote gospel into our heart.
所以我们把理智上的相信接受变成了我们亲身的经历。
And we changed this knowledge into our experience.
所以我们的这个信条呢就变成了我们的生活。
So in this way, the creed become part of our life.
好，那下面呢我们就把这个耶稣基督为我们的罪死和埋葬，我今天只能有这么多时间讲两点，我们来把它稍微的把它展开一下，让他看到这个里边到底对我们今天的生活能够有什么样的指导，具体的指导，具体的带领。
So we want to concentrate on the Jesus' death and his burial, and then try to understand what this really means to us in our daily life.
所以耶稣基督的受难是我们信仰的中心、核心、最高潮、最重要的。
So the sacrifice of Jesus Christ, that is the climax of our faith.
所以保罗说第一，那就是最重要的，就是耶稣为我们的罪死了，按照圣经。
Paul said, first and most important is that Jesus Christ died for us.
那我们来怎么来理解这个受难的意义呢？我们从耶稣的三重身份的角度来理解它。
So how do we understand the significance of the crucifixion? We want to look at this the meaning of a crucifixion in three perspectives.
第一个，耶稣基督他是君王，他是万王之王，他是大卫的后裔。
So first, Jesus Christ, he is the King of Kings. He is the descendant from David.
他也是万主之主。他也是我们生命的主。
He's the Lord of Lords. He's our Lord.
那下面两点呢，我们就以后有机会再讲了。他也是祭祀，他献上自己为人的罪，他成为神与人之间的中保。
So the second, Jesus Christ, he is the high priest. He sacrificed himself for our sin so that he would become a mediator between us and God.
最后是他是先知，他把神的爱在十字架上给显明出来了。
So lastly, Jesus Christ, he is a prophet. He showed God's love from the cross.
这个第一点呢，是在教会刚刚开始的时候，那些圣徒们都是最强调的，就是耶稣基督是君王，他胜过死亡，胜过这些撒旦魔鬼仇敌。
Jesus is the King of the Kings. The early church emphasized all this perspective and emphasized that Jesus Christ, he overcome the devil. He is the King of the Kings.
耶稣基督啊，这个祭祀的身份啊，在十字架上被彰显出来啊，是在中世纪啊，在这个一千年左右那个时候啊，开始更加的强调。
So in the Middle Age, the church emphasized or Jesus as a high priest, and he become the mediator between God and us.
那先知呢，是我们近代，我们更好像近代的人更喜欢爱啊，更强调的是神耶稣基督在十字架上把神的爱活出来了。
In the modern time, we emphasize all God's love, Jesus Christ's love. So we emphasize all the his the prophet perspective.
嗯，好，三个都重要。
All these three perspectives are very important.
好，那我们先来看啊，我们从万王之王，我们看三个，他是万王之王，他是万主之主，他是生命的主，我们就讲这三点。
First, we want to look into that Jesus Christ is the King of the Kings, Lord of the Lords.
这个黄金的上面有英文的啊。好，第一个呢是他胜过了一切啊，这个在位的掌权的。我们看哥罗西书第二章第十五节，即将一切执政的掌权的掳来，明显给众人看，就仗着十字架夸胜。
So in Colossians chapter 2, verse 15, said, and having disarmed the powers and authorities, he made a public spectacles of them, triumphing over them by the cross.
所以他是万王之王，他是一切的王的王，但是他居然被世上的君王比拉多啊，这个君王手下的比拉多而定罪，被捆绑，被审判，被钉在十字架上。
He is the King of the Kings. However, he was crucified by the worldly king, by Pontius Pilate.
所以，在人看来好像是一个最大的失败。
So from a human perspective, it seems like it's a defeat.
但是啊。在神的眼中，他是最高的得胜。
But in God's eyes, this is the highest victory.
所以哥罗西书说，他掳去了一切执政的掌权的啊，这个世界上所有的执政的掌权的都被他掳去。
So in Corinthians chapter 2 verse 15 said he disarmed all the power and authority of the worldly kings.
在十字架上是一个最大的得胜，胜过了这世上最大的掌权的，还不是这个世上的君王啊，这个世上的掌权的背后的就是撒旦魔鬼那个仇敌。
He won the biggest victory over the cross, and he overcame worldly kings, and including the devil.
今天呢，我们可能每个人都受到啊有些难处啊、逼迫呀、啊，或者是啊这个困难啊，就是我们要提醒自己啊。
So today we may have in our life we may face persecutions, and we will remind ourselves.
我们的主已经得胜。
Our Lord is already in victory.
我们将来要与他一同作王。
And we will be with him in the kingship.
所以今天我们所面对的这些困难。都不能够使我们屈服。
Everything that we are facing the difficulties, it cannot overcome us today.
反而更加的让我们与万王之王在十架上的万王之王有连接。
And make us to hold on that we will be firm to be connected with the King of the Kings.
好，那第二点呢？他是胜过死亡的啊，生命的主。
So second, Jesus is overcome the death. He's a king. He's the Lord of life.
这边我多讲一点啊。所以在使徒信经，他讲到说，他为我们的罪死了，埋葬了。
So in the Apostle Creed, it said he died for us and he was buried.
Now Apostle Creed 又加了一句“下到阴间”这个、四个字。
And Apostle Creed also had one sentence said that he entered hell.
黑底啊，这个就是那个阴间叫黑底啊。好，所以为什么要保罗要加上一句，他为我们的罪死了，而且埋葬了？这个埋葬为什么这么重要
？Why Paul emphasized He died for us and he's buried.
所以埋葬了，只有死人才需要被埋葬。
So only the dead need to be buried.
所以圣经讲说，耶稣基督他为我们尝了死味。
And the Bible said that Jesus Christ, he tasted death for us.
Yeah. 就是什么是死味呢？死是什么？死就是灵魂跟身体分离了。
So what is the taste of death? A taste of death is really the soul and the body separated.
所以耶稣基督是星期五下午断气的。
So our Lord Jesus Christ, he died in the Friday afternoon.
是星期天早晨复活的。
And he resurrected, raised the Sunday morning.
在这中间这段时间，大概一天多的时间，将近他是在坟墓里边埋葬了。
In between these three days, and he is in the tomb.
教会历史上说，正好那天是星期六，星期六是安息日。
And in the church history, it's that's a Saturday, it's a Rabbit's day.
所以他们就说，耶稣基督在那里有一个 supernatural 的一个Sabbath。
So some said that Jesus Christ has a supernatural Sabbath day.
所以耶稣基督他为我们尝了这个死味，就是灵魂与身体的分离。
So Jesus Christ tasted the death, tasted the separation of the soul and the body.
那他去到哪里呢？这三天他的身体是在坟墓里边，那他到底他的灵魂去到哪里呢？
So where did he go in these 3 days?
这个使徒行加了一句下到阴间。
So the Apostles' Creed add one sentence that he descended to hell.
今天我们这呢是人间，我们今天活的这个世界是人间。
And today we are living in the world.
阴间呢就是死了人去的地方，叫阴间。
The Hades is the place that the dead people will go.
所以耶稣基督从天上降到人间，借着童女玛利亚怀孕。
So Jesus Christ, he descended to the earth, and he was born from a Virgin Mary.
借着死，他又下到阴间。
And because of death, he also descended to Hades.
所以耶稣基督在天上，在人间也到阴间去过。
So Jesus Christ, he was in heaven and he came to earth and he also descended to Hades.
所以没有一个地方呢耶稣基督不能到的。
So he can go anywhere. There's not a place that he cannot.
我们来看诗篇139篇第八节。对不起，我没有把那个英文打上。诗篇139篇第八节。我来先讲一下，他说，诗人说，我若升到天上，你在那里；我若在阴间下榻，你也在那里。所以你看到说，我们从哪里去躲避神的面呢？没有一个地方，你跑到海的地极处，神在那里；在天上，神也在那里；在地上，在人间，神也在那里；在阴间，神还是在那里。
So in Psalm chapter 139, verse 8, it said, If I go up to the heaven, you are there. If I make my bed to the depths, you are there. If I raise all the wings of the dawn, if I settle all the far side of the sea.
所以在约翰福音第五章二十五节，这上面有这个。耶稣说，我实实在在地告诉你们，时候将到，现在就是了。死人要听见神儿子的声音，听见的人就要活了。
In John chapter 5, verse 25, said, Very truly I tell you, a time is coming, and has now come when the dead will hear the voice of the Son of God, and those who hear will live.
So 我们感谢主啊。就是耶稣基督他下到阴间是让人听到主的声音，让死人也能听到主的声音。
So we thank God and Jesus Christ. He entered, he descended to the Hades because he wanted that to hear the gospel.
在彼得前书第三章第十九节说耶稣基督他下到阴间去做什么呢？他借着这灵曾去传道给那些在监狱里的聆听。
So in Peter, 1 Peter chapter 3 verse 19, he said, after being made alive, he went and make proclamation to the imprisoned the spirit.
所以耶稣基督他胜过了死亡，死亡和阴间的钥匙在他手上。
So Jesus Christ, he overcome the death. So the key to death and the Hades is in all his hand.
我们看启示录第一章第十八节这个以前我们是讲过这段圣经，说又是那存活的，我曾死过，现在又活了，直活到永永远远，并且拿着死亡和阴间的钥匙。
In book of Revelation chapter 1 verse 18 said, I am the living one. I was dead and now look, I am alive forever and ever and I hold the key of death and Hades.
So 没有一个地方神不能够打开的。
So there's not a place that God cannot open.
即使死亡和阴间的门神都可以把它打开。
Even the gate to the death and the Hades.
我们人当人说没有钥匙被锁在屋里了出不去了麻烦了。但是如果有钥匙的话我们就可以出来了。
We know that if we locked in the room, we stop the key and we will be in trouble. But if we have a key, we can go in and out.
所以即使死亡和阴间这个地方也可以被耶稣基督打开。因为他有钥匙。
So even the death and the Hades, these places, Jesus Christ can open it because he has a key.
为什么他有这个 key 呢？因为他曾死过，他又复活了。
Why he has a key? Because he had died and he was resurrected.
他下到了阴间，他尝了死味，然后他今天他拿着死亡和阴间的钥匙。
He descended to the Hades.He tasted death and he has the key.
好，我们再看启示录二十章二十三节于是海交出其中的死人，死亡和阴间也交出其中的死人，他们都照个人的行所行的受审判。
In book of Revelation chapter 20 verse 13, the sea gave up the dead that were in it.And death and Hades gave up the dead that were in them. And each person was judged according to what they had done. Then death and Hades were thrown into the lake of fire. 所以
我们可能对死亡的观念有需要改变的地方，就是说死亡是一个权势，它好像在把我们锁在一个地方。但是呢，到最后呢，因为耶稣基督他已经胜过了死亡，他已经下到了阴间，他已经传福音给这些阴间的灵魂听，然后他也拿了这个阴间的钥匙，所以到最后这个死亡他不得不把这些人再放出来。
So we need to understand the power of the death further. That the power the death is really just confine us when we are died, but to Jesus Christ because he.Descend into the Hades. He has the key, so he can free us, resurrect us.
我们再看一节圣经以赛亚书二十六章十九节。
Let's read the book of Isaiah, chapter 26, verse 19.
这是在旧约圣经讲到说死人要复活，尸首要兴起，睡在尘埃的要醒起来歌唱，因你的甘露好像菜蔬上的甘露，地。也要交出死人来。
It said, but your dead will live, Lord. Their bodies will rise. Let those who dwell in the dust wake up and shout for joy. Your dew is like the dew of the morning. The earth will give birth to her dead.
所以他降到阴间的死亡的深渊的目的是让我们听到、啊、让那些死人也听到神的儿子的声音。So, 听到的人就活了。他降到这个阴间的目的是要传福音给那些监狱里的聆听。
So he descended to the Hades because he wanted those dead to hear his gospel. And he wanted to give this gospel to those imprisoned spirit.
所以在腓立比书就讲到说将来万妻都要跪拜。
So、
天上的地下的和地底下的都要向他跪拜赞美他。
In book of Philippians, it said, when the day come, all will kneel before him, the world, the above and the below.
天上的是在、啊、天堂，地上的就是我们人间，地底下的就是阴间，所有的都要跪拜他，都要赞美他。
So the above is the spirit in the heaven, and the world is in our time.And the below is in the Hades. Everyone will kneel down.
对，耶稣基督从天上降到人间，借着道成肉身，又借着死亡下到阴间，要把生命带下来。
So Jesus Christ, become flesh, came to this world, and he will also descend to the Hades because of his death.
他要把死亡除灭。
He will destroy the death.
在、啊、这个希伯来书第二章第十四节说他特要借着死败坏那掌死权的、啊、我们来看一下这个
So in book of Hebrews chapter 2 verse 14 to 15 it said he might break the power ofHim who hold the power of death, that is the devil.
所以他借着死来胜过死。
So Jesus Christ, he because of his death, he overcome the death.
他怎么胜过死呢？他是生命，他是创造天地万物的主啊，他是生命啊，他神性，他是啊不会死的。但是他取了一个肉身，取了一个人性。这个人性是可以死的，他借这个人性的死亡，让生命与死亡有一个交战。
So he's the creator, and he's not dying. He cannot die, but he become the flesh to this world. So he took our human image, and he died because of his death. He win the victory.Over death.
所以生命胜过了死亡。
So his life overcome the death.
使我们这些一生因怕死而为奴仆的人今天就不用再怕死了。
So that for all of us who fear death, we not fear death anymore.
好。今天呢、啊、所以我们没有人怕睡觉、啊、这个睡觉都睡觉知道第二天我会醒过来。
So no onefears sleeping because we know when we fall into sleep we will wake up
其实死亡就是一个睡一个长觉
but really death is a long sleep
因为耶稣基督已经胜过了死亡
because
he
has overcome death
他要把我们都叫醒的
and he will wake us up
所以我们从此以后呢因为耶稣基督在十字架上胜过死亡我们就不需要再去惧怕这个死亡。
So that because Jesus Christ, he overcome the death or the cross, so we don't need to fear death.
所以我们也不用再怕阴间的孤独。
So we don't need to fear the loneliness in the Hades.
因为耶稣基督也下到那里，他无所不在，没有一个地方他不能到。
Because he was there.He was there's no place that he can.
今天在人间，他借着他的教会作为他的身体来向我们显现他自己。
So today he was in our time that he used our church to show his His presence.
特别是他借着圣餐把他的同在显明出来。
Especially through the communion, He showed us His presence.
那在阴间，他也拿着这个钥匙，他开门的时候，阴间就关不住，就要把这些人都啊，让他们啊得到释放。
And
he 这是第二次的复活。
He hold the key to the Hades so that the dead in the Hades can have the second resurrection.
所以我们不用再怕死亡，但是我们倒要怕一件事情。
So we don't need to fear death, but we do need to fear one thing.
这怕什么？怕将来都要受审判。
We have to fear the eternal judgment.
所以将来，因为耶稣基督已经胜过了死亡。所以不管什么人全部都要被 叫醒全部的复活。
So because Jesus Christ overcome the death, so all who fall into sleep will be wake up.
但是复活以后要按照所行的受审判。
And when you wake up, you will be judged.
所以耶稣基督说杀身体的你不要怕他。
So Jesus Christ
肉身的死亡你不用怕他。就像睡觉一样没人怕睡觉。
Jesus Christ said,For those who kill your flesh, you don't need to fear him.
但是倒要怕一个，倒要怕那有权柄杀了以后又有权柄把你们丢在地狱的那一位，你要怕他。
But you have to fear the one who put you to death and who throw you to the eternal judgment.
所以今天呢，我们就只能讲两点。本来是还有讲一个啊，他是万主之主。是使我们得自由的、啊、借着十字架上他的牺牲他的受害使我们得自由没有时间讲了
So today we don't have enough time to go into the second point that he is the Lord of Lords and
好那我总结一下就是、啊、这个信经这些最高度的凝聚的总结是帮助我们来认识耶稣基督的
So let's summarize that what we learned todayThe Apostles' Creed is really the summary of our faith to help us to understand the gospel.
帮助我们把我们的信心活出来。
And help us to live our faith.
在每天的生活中，具体的神的带领上面，你要相信，你要持守，你就必得救。
So in every life, every daily life, if we hold on this creed, believing it, and we will be saved.
那具体的当耶稣基督为我们的罪死这个伟大的真理的具体的意义就是他是万王之王他是、啊、得胜的君王
The meaning that Jesus Christ he died for us on the cross is really because he is the king of the kings he's the lord of lords
那应用到我们今天的生活中去我们就不用再惧怕任何的、啊、问题任何的难处、啊、因为神已经得胜了
So applying this to our daily life is that we don't need to fear because he is our Lord. He already overcome.
他也是、哦啊、这个生命的主，他胜过了死亡，
and、
我们不用再怕死亡。
He's the Lord of life, and he overcome death, and we don't need to fear death.
但是我们要怕那个最后的审判。
But we do need to fear the eternal judgment.
愿神来祝福他的话语。
May the Lord bless His word.
我们先来祷告。
Let's pray.
天父，我们感谢你。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you.
感谢你把真理赐给我们。
Thank you for giving us your truth.
感谢你舍去天上的荣华降到人间。
Thank you for giving up all the glories in the heaven and you come to become the flesh to the earth.
而且为我们的罪死在十架上。
And you died on the cross.
被埋葬下到阴间。
And you were buried and you descend to the Hades.
使天上地下和地底下的万膝都要跪拜万口都要承认耶稣基督是主。
So that everyone in the heaven, in the earth, in the Hades will kneel before you and proclaim you are the Lord.
让我们今天把我们所信的活出来。
Dear Lord, please let us liveThis phase out of our life.
祷告奉耶稣的名。
We pray in Jesus Christ's name.
Amen.
Amen.
弟兄姐妹请起立，我们一起唱回应诗歌。我爱传讲主福，我爱传讲主福音。我爱传讲主福音，传讲天上了事，传讲耶稣爱罪人，传讲他为人死。我爱传讲主福音，是神大能，让救罪人免沉沦，能将世人降下。祝福你，让救你苦难，将耶稣完成愿。传讲耶稣救恩，我爱传讲主福音，传讲耶稣甘甜，每逢对人来下难，耶稣一句心鲜。让我祈祷如今所唱这个的心，随心那是这一生所让的祝福你，在家乡好像有爱将耶稣传出来，
爱将耶稣降
临。哈利路亚！弟兄姐妹，请坐。
好，好，我翻译一下。